It is time to play Stump the Cook, the Splendid Table Refrigerator Game. Now, this is where a listener calls in with five ingredients that they really and truly have in their fridge, and I have to put them together into a dish that they would actually eat. USA Weekend has become a partner in this madness as they take that idea and turn it into a recipe with a photo that you can find monthly in the magazine and online. Now, this week's player is Shalon from Helena, Montana. Shalon, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did. You did great.
Okay. All right, Shalon. What is in your refrigerator?
Okay. Amongst other things, we have duck fat, a whole young chicken.
Duck fat, whole young chicken. Yes.
Some tamarind paste.
Yes. All right. Yes.
And then we're going to get a little crazy with fermented black beans.
Ooh.
And lastly, some homemade fig jam that I made last fall.
Oh, this is fabulous. Oh, this is just fabulous. Okay. I get free, all right?
Okay.
Salt, pepper, and water, and one kind of fat. But we've already got one kind of fat here. Okay.
Sure.
And I get to use three ingredients that you really have on hand.
Okay.
All right. Well, the first thing I'd like is garlic and a lot of it.
Of course.
All right.
Plenty of that.
You've got vinegar?
Yes, lots of different kinds. Actually.
What kind have you got?
Well, you know, I've got your basic apple cider and white wine.
Right.
And, of course, the rice wine cooking vinegar.
The rice wine cooking vinegar. All right, let's keep it simple. Let's use cider vinegar.
Okay.
And then what I'd like with this are tomatoes. Canned.
I have cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes?
Or canned.
Or canned. Well, you know, I'm thinking canned.
Okay.
All right. Whole peeled tomatoes.
Okay.
A 15-ounce can.
I have that.
Okay, yeah. So we've got vinegar. My three things are vinegar, garlic, and tomato. Okay, we're going to take that duck fat, a few tablespoons, put it in a big sauté pan, cut up the chicken into about 8 pieces, and then grind over that chicken a lot of black pepper. Kind of rub it in. And then you're going to melt some of that duck fat in the bottom of this big straight-sided sauté pan. So you just have a film of the duck fat. And you are going to slowly brown those chicken pieces until they are absolutely golden. You're going to start on skin side down, all right? And be careful to keep that skin intact, okay? Meanwhile, heat up the oven to about 200 degrees. Now, you are going to take about 15 cloves of garlic, and you're going to put 10 of them in that pan with the chicken that's already browned.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to sprinkle some salt over all of that, because you're going to poach those garlic cloves with the chicken, okay? And then, well, how many did I say we needed? 15?
15.
I'd say let's go for 25.
Excellent.
All
okay.
right. Now, the rest of those garlic cloves, you are going to cut in half. And those are going to go into the pan as well, because once they're cut, you're releasing all that sulfur and whatever, and you've got the stronger garlic flavor. Now you take about 3 tablespoons of tamarind paste, mix that with about a cup of water. You're going to chop a tablespoon and a half of the black beans, chop those fine. They get stirred in to the mixture of the tamarind. You are then going to add about a half a cup of the fig jam.
Ooh, excellent. Okay.
And then you're going to add about a cup of whole peeled tomatoes that you crush with your hands.
Okay.
All of that goes into the pan with that chicken that is now skin side up, browned and golden. And you want about 3 tablespoons of the vinegar in there.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Right? So you get a little acidity, a different kind of tartness than you get from the tamarind.
Yeah.
Cover the pan, and you are going to put it in a 200-degree oven for about 45 minutes to an hour so it very, very, very slowly cooks. Okay?
Yeah.
Let that cook until the chicken is almost falling off the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Pull it out of the oven. Now, be very careful of the panhandle. Lift the chicken out of the pan. You could put it on a bed of rice if you wanted to. And then you're going to boil down those pan juices until they're sticky and delicious, but don't burn them. And you're going to pour that over the chicken.
So excellent. Oh, I can't wait to try this. This is brilliant.
Yeah, this is going to be a tamarind fig jam chicken.
Okay.
Well, we should really say a garlic tamarind fig jam chicken. I think I win.
Yeah. You did great.
You know, in describing that, I have to say, I've done something similar, but not with the black beans. And I've got black beans. I'm going to try it with the black beans. I think they'll really be good. Hey, thanks for playing Stump the Cook.
Thank you, Lynn.
You take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You can find that recipe, sticky garlic tamarind fig jam chicken, in USA Weekend at usaweekend.com and, of course, at splendidtable.org. Now, if you want to play Stump the Cook, head to the website and shoot us a note.